Increased tourism and the tax money associated with it has been one of the top arguments for legalizing recreational cannabis. But how have other states dealt with pot tourism? Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger spoke with Northern Colorado Community Radio's Luke Runyon about what's going on in his state.
Let's chat about the impact legalized recreational marijuana has had on Colorado's tourism industry.
When Colorado originally passed legal marijuana and it went into effect in 2014, I think you definitely saw an increase in the number of people who were coming to the state who cited that as the number one reason why they were visiting Colorado. Since legalization has, you know, since we've had it for a few years now, the novelty has worn off a little bit. They've seen interest from the Colorado Tourism Office in marijuana waning a little bit over the last few years. Not as many people are coming to Colorado specifically for that reason to consume marijuana in whatever form you want. So I think it's had an effect. How large an effect, it depends.
But using marijuana in a public place, which that's really what tourists have available to them, is still illegal, right?
Yeah. The city of Denver actually maintains a website that basically lists all the places that you cannot smoke marijuana. And it's long. Really, the law was intended for it to be legal to smoke marijuana in a private residence or in a rented residence where the landlord said that you could do it. It wasn't made for people to be standing out on a street corner and smoking marijuana. Even consuming edible marijuana is still illegal in most public places, even though it doesn't carry the same sort of stigma that smoking marijuana does. It's still technically illegal.
Do you think that's been a hindrance on the state's burgeoning pot tourism?
One thing that I think a lot of people would say that the state and even the marijuana industry didn't do a great job of when it was first legalized was communicating to people who are visiting here or even people who live in Colorado about what's allowed and what's not. There were some cases of people coming to Colorado eating way too many marijuana-infused edibles, having a really bad experience because of that, and then kind of blaming the marijuana industry for not giving them the right kind of education when they were walking out the door with their products. I think the same is true for what's allowed where, and that wasn't necessarily cleared up. And because the state wasn't out front saying this is what you can do, a lot of that fell to the marijuana industry to do on its own. And the marijuana industry would say, we've got lots of other things that we're dealing with. We don't necessarily need to make customer education a number one priority. I think they've since changed their tune and have realized that educating maybe more novice consumers of marijuana how to rightly do it so that they have a good experience and don't end up running afoul of the law. They have realized that that's part of their role, but that's taken a while to get there.
Have you seen movement in the law and legislature or within cities themselves to begin allowing places that tourists can easily go to allow them to use marijuana in an environment that's not essentially a hotel room or a bed and breakfast?
You've seen a lot of attempts to make it easier for people to consume marijuana in certain businesses, but not a lot of successes. It's really difficult for a lot of state lawmakers here who, yes, they want the revenue from marijuana tourists. They don't necessarily want to make the brand of Colorado solely marijuana. They don't want us to be the marijuana state. They want to take it right up to the edge. And I think the feeling is that if you start allowing people to smoke marijuana wherever, then pretty soon you're going to be branded as the Amsterdam of the West. And people are going to start coming in and, yeah, you'll get their tax revenue, but you've maybe tarnished the brand for the entire state.